What a joy to sing and rejoice in His presence.
何等的喜乐我们在他的面前能够唱这样的诗歌。
I didn't know that our brothers are going to distinguish the older folks and from the younger folks.
我不知道我们的弟兄能够把年长的跟年轻的分得那么清楚。
And you notice I raised my hand.
我把我的手举起来了。
I belong to the Senior Citizen Club.
我现在已经加入这个唱诗的这个俱乐部。
But in Christ, we are all equal.
但是在主里我们都是相等的。
The old folks need the young folks, the young folks need the old folks.
年长的需要年轻的，年轻的也需要年长的。
We need one another.
我们彼此互相需要。
You know, it's very encouraging.
这是非常令人鼓舞。
No matter how small you think you are,
不管你认为你多小,
you are just as important.
你仍然是非常重要。
Because it's the Christ who is in you.
因为基督在你的里面。
Now, if you read the epistles of John,
如果你读约翰的书信,
you don't need to turn to John. Say, I'm not writing a new commandment to you.
约翰这样说，我不是写给一个新命令给你们,
but an old commandment which you have had, heard from the beginning.
乃是一条老的命令，你们从起初就听见.
And he followed by saying, now I'm writing to you a new commandment.
接着约翰说，我写给你们新命令.
First, he said, I'm not writing a new commandment to you.
他首先说，我不是写一个新命令.
Actually, an old commandment.
实际是一个老的命令.
Which you heard and you knew before.
你们以前也听过,
and then he followed by saying, now I'm writing you a new commandment.
但是现在我要写一个新的命令给你们.
Now, brothers and sisters, the old commandment and a new commandment actually is one commandment.
但实际上，这个老的也好，新的也好，是一个命令.
Because it's the love, we are to love one another.
乃是彼此相爱。
But the reason why it's new,
原因，它因所以是新的原因是这样。
He said, because which is true and which is in Him.
是真实的，而且在他的里头。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we are in Christ,
当我们在基督里的时候,
and listen from our head,
用我们的头脑在听,
we are in Christ, listen from the head. Christ.
And
then it's always new and it's always fresh to us. If we are detached from the head, it is old. But when we are attached to the head, every time we receive something from the head, it is always fresh. It is always new. And also, whenever we are prepared to take the Word of God seriously, with a humble spirit, with a prepared heart, to obey God's Word, it is always fresh. It's always new to us. Now, Peter in his epistles, he said, I'm writing nothing new to you. Or I'm writing the things which you knew before. But I write to you in order to remind you of what you already knew. Now, brothers and sisters, what I will be sharing this evening and tomorrow, in fact, what I shared yesterday, I'm sure they are not really new to you.
我这几个晚上跟大家分享的也是这样，不是一个新的。
It's simply the Lord using me to remind you.
然而主借着我来提醒弟兄姊妹。
We all need to be reminded.
我们都需要被提醒。
We all need to be reminded again, again, and again.
我们要一次再一次再一次的被提醒。
Because we are people of short memory.
因为你知道我们的记忆力不太好。
Not because we don't want to remember. Because we have an enemy. He's trying to snatch away the Word of God from our heart. So therefore, when we hear God's Word, we must pray that our God will guard His own Word in our hearts. And I think one of the reasons why we are not hearing the Word of God is because after we heard, we failed to pray that the Lord will guard His own word. You know, hearing is not enough. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to guard God's word in our heart. Now, yesterday,
昨天,
I shared a little bit on some of the features that we can notice as God's chosen people.
我乃是跟大家谈到关于神的选民的特点。
The first thing is that as God's chosen people, we knew, we know, we are nobody.
他第一个特点乃是说到神的选民知道我们没有什么了不起的。
You know, to have hope is to be nobody.
你能够知道你没有什么了不起这件事情是我们的希望。
Brothers and sisters, is that interesting?
你觉得是不是很有意思啊?
Because God's way is always above our ways.
神的道路常常高过我们的道路。
And when it's nothing, then He becomes everything to us.
当你变成什么也不是的时候，神就变成你的所事。
Now the second feature,
第二个特点,
is this matter of changeover.
乃是这样一个改变,
from one sphere into another sphere,
从一个领域变到另外一个领域,
from one kingdom into another kingdom.
从一个国度变到另外一个国度,
our citizenship now is in heaven.
我们的乃是天上的国民,
as one brother says, put it this way, he said, God is changing us, or He has changed us from one species of human being into a different kind of species of human being.
有一位弟兄这样说,
from earthly to the heavenlies.
乃是从一个属地的变成一个属天的。
Because what is of earth, what is heaven, they have nothing in common.
因为属地跟属天没有任何的相同之处。
And so those who belong to this earth, they are a different species of human being.
所以那些在属于地的这个人类,
and those who belong to the heavenly kingdom, we are also of a different species of human being. And so we have no fellowship with the things of this world. Now, the next thing we share is that once we are chosen by God, we are immediately brought into a living relationship with our Heavenly Father.
乃是当我们得救的时候，我们马上跟神有一个活的关系。We
are His children.
我们是他的儿女。We
can call Him Abba Father.
我们呼求他阿爸父。And
He knows each one of us by name.
他知道我们每一个按名认识他。Brothers
and sisters, for us to be called by God,
我们能够称他为神,
for us to be called by God, for God to call us by name, to put it.
神称呼我们，按我们的名称呼我们,
it is a great honor.
这是一个莫大的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, it's a great honor for God to call you by name.
你知道你被神称你的名是一个很大的荣幸。
Because He loves you.
因为他爱你。
He esteems you.
他高抬你,
because He thinks you are important to Him. You know, sometimes we call say, hey, you so-and-so.
因为我们有的时候叫某某人呢,
but God calls us by name.
神称呼你, 按照你的名称呼,
because we are very important to Him.
Because
He loves to have our fellowship with Him.
And
the next thing we share is that because we are chosen people, we have a new song to sing.
另外我们说到我们有一个新的歌能够唱,
sing from our spirit unto the Lord.
但是从我们的灵发出来的,
and then we have a new set of appetite altogether.
然后说到我们有一个新的胃口,
you know, after we are chosen,
我们被选上以后,
we have a desire to be with God's people.
我们有一个新的愿望跟神的百姓在一起。
We have a desire to read God's word.
我们有一个新的愿望来读主的话。
We have a desire to pray.
我们有一个新的愿望去祷告。
We have a desire to seek those that belong to God.
我们有一个愿望去找到那些也属于主的百姓。
Once we belong to, we can never be isolated anymore.
当我们找到那些之后,
we are not only brought to Him,
我们不但带到他的面前,
but we are also brought into His family. Thank God.
感谢主,
we belong to Him.
我们属于他,
and we belong to one another.
我们彼此也互相属,
we need Him.
我们需要他,
we also need one another.
我们也彼此需要,
and then the next thing is that He has given us a new perception or new insight into things.
然后我们得到一个新的看法, 我们新的认识,
we look things differently.
我们看事情的看法不一样。
Before we were chosen, we look this way.
我们还没有被主选召之前, 我们从下往上看,
from the earthly standpoint.
乃是从地上的眼光来看事,
but after we've been chosen,
然后我们被选了以后,
we are placed in Christ Jesus in the heavenlies.
我们被与主放在天上的地位,
then we look things this way, downward. From God's point of view, not from human points of view. And then I share lastly that we are chosen to be the discoverer and explorer of the riches of God in His Son Christ Jesus.
最后呢，我是说到我们来变成一个新的探险者，或者要发现关于神的新的丰富。
And the riches of Christ is unsearchable and immeasurable.
我们知道神的丰富是没有办法测度，也没有办法测量。
And this whole life of a chosen people is to discover and discover again and again the riches of Christ.
而这帮新的儿女们，他乃是有这样一个权利，能够来发现神的奇妙。
Not just in this lifetime here on earth，
不单单在今生如此，
but throughout eternity to come，
而且在永世里面也是如此。
Because there is no limit to God，
在神是无限量的。
So brothers and sisters， we are just at the beginning。
弟兄姊妹，我们现在只是刚刚开始。
You know, as far as the discovery of the riches of Christ, we are just like kindergarten students.
根据这一点来看，我们只不过是一个幼稚园的孩子一样。
And it's already very, very exciting.
是非常兴奋。And
wait till we grow up a little bit.
现在都那么兴奋，将来长大一点的话，更兴奋了。
As one brother said, it will blow your mind.
有一个弟兄说，要把你整个的脑袋都。
It's beyond us.
那简直你不是你想象的。That's
why we need one another.
所以我们需要彼此需要。To
discover the riches that's ours in Christ Jesus.
来发现我们主耶稣基督的丰富。But
there was one more point I didn't get to share last evening.
我昨天晚上没有分享这一个点。Because
I was keep watching my watch.
因为我看我的表。So
I think I'll ignore this a little bit this evening.
今天我对我的表要稍微放开一点了。But
the riches we discover in Christ Jesus is not for myself. Otherwise, we'll be self-centered people.
否则的话，你就变成一个自私、以你为中心的人。Once
you're chosen, you lose your own individual identity or you know, your self-centeredness. Let's put it that way.
当你被主选上以后，你就开始失去了你的自己。Before
you are regenerated, you chose. You are always only interested in yourself.
在你没有得救之前，你的兴趣只是对你自己而言。What
I can get?
我能得什么？The
more, the better.
越多越好。The
faster, the better.
越快越好。But
brothers, after you were chosen,
但是你被主选上以后呢?
There is something. There is a giving life in you.
你被得到一个新的生命。You
love to give.
你希望给出去,
giving is your joy.
你越给出去越喜乐,
and life, that is the life of Christ.
那是基督的生命,
that is the life of God.
那是神的生命,
God's life always gives.
因为神的生命常常是给出去的,
and give and give and give.
不断地给,
and never ask for return.
并不要求回报,
and brothers and sisters, the riches that we discover in Christ Jesus is not for yourself or for myself.
我们在那里发现基督的丰富的时候，不是为了你个人而已一种享受。It
is to give，
乃是给出去。So
therefore, we are chosen to be vessels of blessings to others.
所以我们被选召以后，成为一个承受祝福的一个器皿，为着别人。Brothers
and sisters, we are all vessels of blessing.
我们都是成为祝福的器皿。We
bless the brothers and sisters in the fellowship in the body of Christ.
我们
And through us, the Lord will bless the world. Brothers and sisters, the world is waiting for the church to bless. Only the church can give light to the world. Because we are the lampstand. And Christ is the light. And so we are here to shine for Christ. Now, this evening when I was entering into the cafeteria, you know, the first table right at in the center of the dining room, and one brother stood up, and he shook my hand. He said, "My name is Sunshine."
我的名字叫做阳光。
I say, you are not the only one. We are all sunshine. We are all to shine. We are all to shine for the Lord Jesus. So I told the brothers, don't you think you are the only one? So brothers and sisters, you are sunshine. I'm a sunshine. We should shine for the Lord Jesus. And because we are such a special people in God's sight, therefore, He did not allow chance to run our life. Let me put it this way. Our life as chosen people is not governed by chance.
Is that?
Okay. Because I'm not so sure what they, you know. So you know my goal is 不好. Okay. That's why, because we are special people, we need a special menu. Because we are special people, we need to live at a special place. Therefore, we need to have a special environment. Now, God is saying, you want to live my life, you eat my food. If you want to live my life, you must have my life in you. You want to live my lifestyle, you must allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. So we cannot leave it to chance. And that's why if you read the Old Testament, particularly the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers, okay. Now we all know about the Ten Commandments. Because we know the two tablets of stone. You know, we know all about those two tablets. But besides the Ten Commandments, we notice there are many, many other commandments in those two books. All those laws and statutes, they govern our lives as a nation. God's people as a nation. Their national life. Those laws and statutes also govern their family life.
不但如此, 还控制规定出他们的家庭的生活。
Those laws and statutes, they also govern my personal life.
而且我们个人的生活。
You know, I just read through those two books more carefully recently.
最近我把那些
And I was surprised the minute detail that God spelled everything out for His people.
我很惊奇地发现神把每一个小的事情那么很仔细地规定出来。
Because He said, you know, I the Lord am holy.
因为我是圣洁的神。
Therefore, be ye holy.
所以你要圣洁。
Therefore, the Lord said, you must remove sin and guilt from your midst.
你要从你们中间把罪除去。
You must not pollute the land. Because I, the Lord who dwell in your midst, is a holy God. And so therefore, as God's people, chosen people, our life is to be governed from above, not from beneath. Like the Lord Jesus. His life was totally governed by heaven. He said, I can do nothing. I can speak nothing. Everything is to be governed by my Father. And when you read the Old Testament, I'll give you a very quick example. Like partaking the Passover feast. The law instructed the people how to choose that lamb. And also how to examine that lamb.
你怎么样来检查那只羊羔
？How to kill it？
你怎么杀
？How to cook it？
你怎么煮
？How to eat it？
如何吃
？And when to eat it？
什么时候吃
？Very detailed。
非常仔细的。
So, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，The Holy Spirit is in us。
圣灵在我们里头。
He will not allow our life to live by chance。
他不是让我们的生活变成一个机会碰上的。
Brothers and sisters， we are here in this conference is because God has ordained it。
你知道，你在这里聚会，神在原先已经定好了。
We are here for this conference because God has something specific in His heart He wanted to tell us。
我们来到这里，因为神心中有一个特殊特定的话要对你说。
It's not by chance we are found together in this building。
我们来到这里不是偶然的。
God brought us to Himself。
神把我们放在一起。
And He brought us to this place。
他把我们带到这里来。
When we are moved and directed by God, we know we are His chosen people.
当我们被神这样带领的时候，我们就知道我们是他的选民。
Because God is a God of purpose.
因为我们的神是目的的神。
God is a God of pattern, as we heard.
他也是有蓝图的神。
God is a God of power.
神是有能力的神。
Now I'm sure some of you want to be here, but you didn't want to be here that much.
我相信我们中间有一些人，你心里面有点想来，又不太想来，有这么一个样子。
But God is God of power.
但是我们的主是有能力的神。
By His power, He brought you here.
透过他的能力，他把你带过来。
It is true.
这是真的。
Many places we have no desire to be there.
很多的地方我们不太想去。
But He brought us there.
但是我们就神就带我们去。
Not by chance.
不是偶然的。
But by His power.
乃是被他的能力所带领。
You know, when we heard our the testimony from our brother from Shanghai.
当我们听见我们从上海的弟兄做见证
，We know he was brought into prison.
他被带到监牢里头去。
You know, and I know what our brother went through. We know somehow a little bit.
我们能够体会一点他在监牢中的痛苦。
But I'm sure our brother believed it was God who brought him into that place.
但是我相信我的弟兄相信是神让他到监牢去的。
Like Apostle Paul.
像保罗所说
He was in prison.
他在监牢里的
时候 He said, I'm not a prisoner of the Roman Empire.
我不是罗马帝国的囚犯
He said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord.
他乃是说我是主的囚犯
Brother and sister, God is a God of power.
弟兄姊妹神是有能力的神
He directs our footsteps.
他带领我们的脚步
Because we are his chosen people.
因为我们是他的选民
Now, also God operates everything on the principle of faith.
神是按照信心的原则来工作
，because we believe him，
因为我们相信他。
Therefore, the pattern works from within。
所以这个整个的蓝图是从里头发出来的。
Because we believe in him，
因为我们相信他。
The power operates from within。
这个能力也从里头出来。
God said, "I have faith in myself."
神对他自己有信心。
Therefore, he wants us to have faith in him。
所以我们就把我们的信心放在他的里头。
And brothers and sisters, what a privilege to know that we are God's people。
我们知道我们是神的儿女是何等的特权。
Every step of our way，
在我们每一步的路上
，is governed and controlled by Him。
乃是他在那里管理管制。
Now this evening，
今天晚上
，we will share a little bit on some of the features of God's chosen place。
我们乃是要谈到关于神拣选的地方的特点。
Now I hope you brothers and sisters would understand。
我希望弟兄姊妹能够了解。
I cannot express as profoundly as Brother Kong。
我没有像江弟兄那样能够很清楚的说明。
But I'll simply share what I have received from the Lord, whatever I have in my heart。
但是我单单就把我心里面主给我的感动，我跟大家来分享。
We know from the Old Testament。
我们知道在旧约里头。
When the Israelites, when they were delivered out of Egypt。
当我们的以色列的他们从埃及出来的时候
Now, brothers, remember, they were delivered as a people or a nation.
他们那个时候出来的时候是一群的民也是一个国家的方式出来
They did not come out individually, they came out as the army of God.
他们出来的时候不是一个一个出来乃是像神的军队一样的这样出来
They came out as the people of God.
他们以神的百姓的方式来出来
Now, Moses, we heard that he was faithful in God's house.
我们知道摩西在神的家境中,
he was faithful from the beginning to the very end.
他从头直到尾都在那里尽职,
now Moses did not tell the Israelite people.
摩西并没有告诉以色列人说,
once they came out of Egypt,
当他们从埃及出来之后,
now he said, now you are out now.
说, 哎,
now you go your separate ways and find your way into Canaan.
然后说, 你们自己去找路, 怎么样到迦南去吧?
He never did.
摩西从来没有这样说过。
They came out as a nation.
他们以一个国的方式出来,
they spent 40 years in the wilderness as a nation.
他们在旷野漂流40年,
they entered into Canaan as a nation.
然后他们进迦南, 好像一个国家一样。
You remember just before they crossed the river Jordan?
当他们渡过约旦河的时候,
before they crossed the river Jordan,
在他们还没有过之前,
and 2.5 tribes came to Moses.
有两个半支派来到摩西面前。
He said, we're going to settle on this side of the river.
他们对摩西说, 我们要在这个河的这边,
we want to take this side as our inheritance.
我们要把这一块地作为我们的产业。
And you know, Moses was very angry.
摩西很不高兴。
He said, how can you settle down?
你怎么能够在这里产业?
And your brethren still hasn't received, they have not received their inheritance yet.
而你的弟兄们并没有得到他们的产业呢?
So, brother and sister, in one sense, we are together in this thing.
所以弟兄姊妹,
if some of our brothers haven't come to their rightful inheritance, we all suffer.
当我们中间的弟兄姊妹还没有得到这个他的那份产业的时候，我们都一起受苦。
Brothers, we are together to inherit Christ as our inheritance.
我们在一起来承受在基督里那份产业。
Those who can went into Canaan, they went in on behalf of the others.
那一些到 到迦南去的是代表着众弟兄姊妹一起去的,
like Joshua and Caleb,
像, 约书亚跟迦勒一样,
they spied the land.
他们去探侦查那个地,
in one sense, by faith, they already took it.
在一个意义上来讲, 在信心里面, 他们已经承受那副产业。
You see, so one generation perished in the wilderness.
他们有一个代, 整一整代的在旷野倒闭,
because unbelief,
因着不信的缘故,
like Joshua and Caleb.
但是, 约书亚跟迦勒,
they were the only two that went into the land. Not by themselves.
不是靠着他们自己,
not by themselves.
不是他们自己,
不是他们自己进去,
不是他们自己进去,
yeah, but they went in with a new generation of God's people.
他们进去的时候呢,
so, brothers and sisters, there is no room in God's people for individualism.
所以你可以看到在神的家里面没有所谓的个人主义这件事。
As I shared with one brother this evening, has isolation is deadly spiritually. Isolation.
哦,但是说如果我们在单孤单独个人主义的这种情况之下,这是一个自杀的行为。
Yeah, it's dangerous.
是一个非常危险的。
And the Lord put us together as his people.
神乃是把我们放在一起成为一个他的名,
so we came up from Egypt as a nation.
我们从埃及出来成为一个国,
even though we had to suffer for 40 years, we suffered together as a nation.
虽然他们在旷野40年在那里受苦, 但是我们是在一起受苦。
And eventually, thank God, they entered into their rightful possession as a nation.
不管终究来讲, 他们还是进入迦南, 以一个国家的成,
so, shall we now turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6?
我们来看生命记第六章,
and we'll read from 20 to 23, verses 20 to 23.
我们从20节看到23节, 生命记六章20节23节。
When your sons ask you in time to come, saying, what do the testimonies and the statutes and the judgment mean, which the Lord commanded you?
20节,日后你的儿子问你说,耶和华我们的神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢?
Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us from Egypt with a mighty hand.
你就告诉你的儿子说, 我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆, 耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来。
Moreover, the Lord showed great and distressing signs and wonders before our eyes against Egypt, Pharaoh, and all his household.
在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上。
And he brought us out from there in order to bring us in.To give us the land which he has sworn to our fathers.
将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。
God is a God of purpose.
神是一位有目的的神。
He brought us out and not to bring us in.
他之所以把我们带出来，乃是要把我们带进去。
So, brothers and sisters, we are a people of destiny.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是朝着一个目的地而去的。
We are people of destiny.
我们是有目的的。
And let's turn to 12th chapter of the same book.
我们再翻到十二章。
And we'll read verse 5.
第五节。
The book of Deuteronomy 12:5.
十二章第五节。
But you shall seek the Lord at the place.Which the Lord your God shall choose from all your tribes to establish his name there for his dwelling, and there you shall come.
第五节说，但耶和华你们的神从你们各支派中选择何处为立他名的居所，你们就当往那里去求问。
Let's read it again.But you shall seek the Lord at the place which the Lord your God shall choose from all your tribes to establish his name there for his dwelling, and there you shall come.
耶和华你们的神从你们各支派中选择何处为立他名的居所，你们就当往那里去求问。
Now, brothers, this word land.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到这块地
，It's mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy over 200 times。
在这本书的里头，有先后用了200次以上。
So it's very significant。
是非常重要的一个字。
And this phrase，
这句话
，the phrase that the name, his dwelling place, his chosen place by name is mentioned at least 8 times。
而这个词说到我的居所，我的
名，我的 my name will be
是用了有八次左右。
Yes, and then the place that I choose or my chosen place, it's mentioned at least 18 or more times.
然后说我选择之处也用了十八次左右。
And then we just turn to one more passage scripture.
我们再看一处圣经
，Psalm 132，
诗篇一百三十二篇。
And we verse
13. 13节132篇
Yeah, we'll read 13 and 14. 132, Psalm 132.
132篇
Verse 13 and 14.
13, 14节
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. Verse 14. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说：“这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。”
And then maybe just one verse from Matthew the Gospel.
我们再看马太福音。
We all know this verse very well.
我们对这节圣经非常熟悉。
Matthew 18:20 is about the church.
我们看十八章二十节关于教会
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Now the minimum is two.
所以在这里最起码的数目是二。
So for where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am.In their midst.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Now, brothers and sisters, there's one story about David that's very touching.
大卫有一个很感动人的故事。
It's when he had the thought to build God's dwelling place.
当他的心思里面有个愿意要为神建一个居所的时候
God was moved.
神都感动了
Brother and sister, it's not easy to move God's heart.
弟兄姊妹你要感动神的心是不太容易的一件事
But when David had this thought to build God's house, God was really moved.
当大卫有这样的心愿要为神找一个居所的时候神实在被他摸着到他心
God told Moses, I mean God told David,
神就对摩西这样说
Is it, you know, throughout My, God told David, he said, throughout my days with the Israelites people,
在我这 一路跟以色列的百姓在一起
I never asked anyone or tell anyone to build me a place.
我从来没有要求也从来没有跟谁讲过要为我建一个居所
He said, I moved my people in tent.Intent.
我跟着我的百姓在帐幕里面过的
From place to place.
从一个地方到另外一个地方
No, not settling down.
我从来没有定下来过
He said, and now this David King, man after on my heart, somehow in his heart he had this desire.
然而你大卫却能够明白我心里面的一个深处的意思
And God was moved.
神非常的感动
So from this incident,
从这一件事
We know that God is longing for a permanent place for his dwelling.
你可以看得出来神在那里渴望着一个永远的居所。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊,
you know, even in our human level experience, our human experience,
就拿我们人中间的一个经验来讲,
it is so wonderful to travel and visit brothers and sisters in different places.
当我们旅行在各处探望各处的弟兄姊妹是一个很美妙的经历
You know, where years and years ago
很多年前
You know, whenever I have a vacation
当我有假期的时候
We always go, you know, for sightseeing Look at the beautiful sights, God's creation
我们常常去找风景美的地方做我们的旅游
And, you know, and somehow my wife and the family, we just lose interest
但是逐渐的我们家里对这件事情没什么兴趣了
Because we discover one thing
我们发现一件事
Now I know we have some brothers and sisters from Alberta province
我们中间大概有些弟兄姊妹从 Alberta 省来的
And I have to agree that they have some of the most beautiful sites in North America continent
我同意在那个省里面有一个地方是全北美洲最漂亮的地方
In fact some people say it's one of the most beautiful sites in the whole world
有些弟兄甚至说这是全世界最漂亮的地方
But brothers and sisters, the Lord seems to change my perspective about beauty
然而神好像把我对美的这个感觉的看法有点改变
Used to be very beautiful, attracted to me
那些以前对我来讲很吸引我的事物
but not anymore
它好像已经不再有那个味道了
so from now on for many years now whenever we go we like to visit brothers and sisters
所以从那个以后我们就每年去探访看一些弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters it is so beautiful to see two or three that are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus
你当你在那些地方看见两三个人奉主的名相聚的时候是何等的美
when they are being built up together
当他们在主里被建造起来
It's the most beautiful sight you can behold
乃是一个最美的地方你能够看得到
Brother and sister, no wonder the psalmist He said how pleasant and how beautiful it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity
所以做事的人这样说和睦同居是何等的美
So brother and sister, we discover this Wherever we go to be with God's people is the most beautiful thing
所以当我们不论到哪里跟弟兄姊妹相处的时候是最美的一件事
And brothers and sisters, we discover one thing
我们发现一件事情
God himself is our home
神他自己成为我们的家
We are his home
我们是他的家
Let me put it this way
让我再用另外方式说
God's address is in Jesus Christ
神的地址呢是在基督里
Because the Lord said, you want to see my father, you have to come to me
因为主耶稣说你要看父吗你就要到我这里来看
So Jesus Christ is God's address
所以主耶稣是神的地址
Now our address for God is also in Christ Jesus
而我们对神来讲我们的住址也在基督里
Because Christ is the mediator
因为基督是我们的中间人
He is the one who reconciles God and man in him
因为在他的里面他把神跟我们拉在一起
And so God's dwelling place is in his Son. Christ Jesus.
神的住所是在他儿子里头。
And our place, our dwelling place in God is also in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
而我们的居所也在他的儿子基督里。
Now let me put it more accurately.
让我更准确的来说。
Maybe I hope I'm right.
可能对。
If I'm not right, I hope some of you will correct me.
如果说错了，请弟兄更正我。
God's permanent address is in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
神永远的住所是在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
Our permanent address in God is also in Christ Jesus.
而我们永远的住所也在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
Because in Christ we meet one another.
因为在他的儿子里我们彼此相遇。
Brothers and sisters, let's remember that.
弟兄姊妹们，请记得这件
事。Now, the first feature of God's chosen place.
那么神的拣选的居所有第一个特点是什么
呢？ Is that where God is found.
是在那儿我们能够找到神。
In Christ Jesus.
在基督里。
As we heard that Christ is the tabernacle of God.
当我们听见基督是神的那个帐幕。
And if you want to meet God, we come to Christ.
如果你要碰到神的话，我们来到基督那里。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we heard this morning.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上听主的话。
Now, the covering of the tabernacle may not be very attractive.
这个帐幕的那个盖子并不那么吸引人
，because it was covered with badger skin.
因为在那个帐幕上是用的海狗皮盖。
Yeah, so from the outside you look at it, it's not very very attractive.
那个海狗皮从外头来看是一个不起眼的东西。
But when we enter into the tabernacle, everything is of gold and silver.
但是当我们进到圣所里头去看，你会发现在那里每一样事情都是金跟银的。
Brothers and sisters, it's in God's house we discover the fullness of God Himself.
只有在神的家里面，你能够发现神的丰满。
Now, when you go into God's family,
当你进入神的家
，you know, you discover all the riches.
你会发现各式各样的丰盛。
And you know, it's more than you can imagine.
是在你想象之外的。
It's gold, it's silver, it's all those beautiful handiworks.
你可以看到金的、银的、各式各样的巧匠做的。
And because it represents the fullness of the riches of Christ.
因为那个预表着基督的丰富。
Therefore, it's not for an individual.
这不是为着个人的。
It is for the corporate.
乃是为着团体的。
We heard this morning all the boards, everything speaks about corporate life.
我们今天早上听到那些竖板都是说到我们团体的生活。
So when we commune with God on the personal basis,
所以当我们个人与神相交的时候
，It's He in me and I in Him.
是他在我里头，我也在他的里头。
But when two or three are gathered in His name,
但是当两三个人聚在一起的时候
，It's He in us.And us in Him.
那个就是基督在我们里头，我们在他的里头。
Because individually we cannot represent the fullness of Christ.
因为我们个人没有办法来代表神的丰富。
It will take the minimum of two to express as measure some measure of the fullness of Christ.
最起码我们需要两个人在一起来稍稍代表神的丰富。
Let me put it another way.
让我再用一个方式来说。
God will not commit His fullness.To an individual.
神不会把他的丰富只放在一个人的里头。
But he will commit his fullness to a corporate expression of his son.
但是神会把他的丰富放在一个团体的表现，他儿子里头。
What I'm sharing is not, has nothing to do with our individual salvation.
我在这里所谈的不是谈我们个人的救恩。
It is about the fullness of Christ.
乃是讲到谈到基督的丰满。
When you found Christ, you found fullness.
因为你找到基督的时候，你就找到那个丰满。
And that's our home.
那是我们的家。
Brothers and sisters, God's house is where God is found.
因为神的家就是我们能够在那里找到神的地方。
Now I'm sure you and I all have this experience.
我相信我们中间都有这样的经验。
I have this experience many times.
因为我个人有很多好几次这样的经验。
You go to a gathering of God's people.
你到一个聚会的中间。
Like our brother Sun, he said, now before we start our meeting, let's be quiet for about 10-15 minutes.
像我们孙弟兄在聚会之前，他要求弟兄姊妹有十分钟的安静的时间。
Now when we were quiet before the Lord, what do we do inside?
当我们安静的那段时间，我们心里面到底在干什么呢？
Now, it's true. Outwardly, we are all silent.
外表上我们是安静的。
But inside, we are not silent.
但在里头并不安静。
We are communing with the Lord.
我们乃是与主在那里交通。
There's a fellowship going on.
那里的我们有一个很一个交通的。
There's worship, there's praise.
我们里头有敬拜，有赞美。
Something is going on.
里面跟外面有交通的。
And you are doing that. We are all doing that.
你在那里那样敬拜，我也在那里敬拜。
And then one of the saints come late.
哎，有一个迟到的弟兄。
The moment he entered into the door.
他进那个门的时候
We don't have to say a thing
我们不要讲一句话
We don't even need to sing
我们也不需要唱个诗歌
Just we turn our hearts to the Lord
我们只是向着主
But the moment he enters in
他进来的时候
He sends something in his spirit
他的灵就会有一个感觉
He said God is in their midst
他能感觉到神在他们中间
Brothers and sisters Sometimes we don't need to say anything
有的时候我们并不要说什么
As when our spirits tune to God, when people come in, they know this is a holy place.
当我们每一个人都向着主的时候，别人进来的时候，他能够感觉到这是一个圣地。
I experienced that many, many times.
我有好几次这样的经验。
Now the second feature.
我们还有第二个特点。
God's house is where God speaks.
神的家是神说话的地方。
Because house is where He resides.
因为那里有神的住在那儿。
You know, in our days,
在我那些日子
in our present days,
在我们现在的日子
yeah, you can call someone over the phone.
你可以打个电话
You don't need to see that person face to face.
你并不需要面见面
You just talk to that person.
你就可以跟他讲话
But brothers and sisters, God wants us to come to Him face to face.
但是神确实要我们与他面对面
Therefore, we go to His house.
所以我们去他的家
To be in his presence
在他的面前
And also for him to speak to us
让他向我们说话
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
The problem with many of us
我们的问题是
It's like Martha
就跟马大一样
We are in the house
我们是在主的家里
But we don't pay attention to the Lord Jesus
但是我们对他并不注意
He's in the house
他坐在神的家里
We are in his house
我们也在神的家里
We ignore him
我们就不注意他
How God is ignored by us
我们去一个聚会或去一个教会我们把神放在一边
Because we ignore him He is not able to speak to us
当我们不注意他不看重他的时候他没有办法向我们说话
So brothers and sisters There are too many Marthas today
今天有很多的马大在教会。
We occupy with things and things, we just ignore the Lord.
我们被许多的事物在那里占据着，我们就把主放在一边。
And the Lord told Mary, He said, "You have chosen the best thing."
那么主就却赞称许了玛利亚，说你选了那上好的。
There are many things we can do.
我们可以做很多的事。
But Mary has chosen the right thing.
但是玛利亚却选了那个对的那一件。
Because Mary, he heard.The voice of the Lord Jesus.
因为玛利亚在那里听主耶稣的话。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to learn to hear His voice in His house.
所以我们必须在神的家里面来学听主的话。
Now, there's a difference when the Lord speaks to us individually and when He speaks in the house.
当主说话的时候，有一个区别，他向我们个人说话呢，还是对我们整个神的家的百姓说话
？Now, at least that is my experience in my short life with the Lord.
在我短短的与主的日子里头，我发现有这样的不同的地方。
There are things the Lord wants to speak to us, He cannot speak to us individually.
神有的时候不是向我们个人说话。
Yeah, there are things He wants to talk to us that He cannot talk to us.Individually, person.
因为神有些时候他要讲的话不是我们一个对一的这样说。
There are things in God's heart He can only speak to us when we come to Him corporately.
只有当我们来在一起像一个团体的时候，神可以说话。
That's why in the Old Testament there are such things we call the Holy Convocation.
所以在那里有说一个圣洁的。
There are appointed times we come together for the Lord to speak to us from His heart.
因为在圣经里面说到有一个神规定的时间，所有的百姓聚在一起，神向他们说话。
And I believe this is one of those occasions.
我相信像这样的场合就是那样的一个机会。
The Lord brought us together to unveil something from His own heart.
神把我们带在一起，然后神把他心里的话向我们来说明。
If you don't come to this place, you missed it.
如果你没有来的话，你就没有听见。
But so we had to take heed to what God would do with our lives.
所以我们要非常敏感对主在我们的一生里面要做的说的话。
So one brother during the prayer time said, when the Lord blew the trumpet, then we know what to do.
有一位弟兄这样说：“当主吹号的时候，我们就知道要做什么了。”
When he blew the trumpet, then we know we must congregate together as his people.
因为当神的号响的时候，他的百姓就聚集。
Now another feature about God's house.
另外一个特点呢
？Now it's not all sitting. It's not all sitting.
不是都坐下的。
There will be activities.
乃是有很多的行动。
Activities out of life.
乃是从生命中的一个行动
，activities out of love，
乃是一个爱的行动。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，If you go to Jerusalem during the festival time，
如果在犹太人的节日你去耶路撒冷的话
，It is a very very busy time，
是一个非常忙碌的季节。
It is a wonderful sight to behold，
是一个很有意思观察的时间。
You know the Jewish people they will gather in Jerusalem from different parts of the land。
当那个时节到的时候，犹太人从各处各方相聚到耶路撒冷。
Now it's an exciting time for all the families of Jewish people.
犹太人各家各户都非常喜乐那段时间。
And that's why in Psalm 122 verse 1.
所以在圣经的诗篇的131篇。
122 verse 1.
122篇第一节说。
And it says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
当人对我说让我们去神的家的时候我的心里面就快乐
The mere mention of God's house The joy comes in
只要人提到神的家他的心里面就快乐起来
Brother and sister, that should be our very nature
弟兄姊妹这应该是我们一个特性在里面
So whenever there is a mention say let's go to the house of the Lord there is something exciting
So, when any time, brothers and sisters, mention, let us go to God's house.
Because we are to be gathered in His presence.
Because we are to be gathered in His presence.
And we are there for Him to speak to us.
We are there for Him to speak to us.
And it's the most exciting time in our life.
That is our most exciting time in our life.
Now, the first thing we notice is the sight.
So, we notice this place.
Because the sight.The sight. Yeah, the sight. So you are not the only one that's there.
你不是单单你一个人在那儿。
Because there will be Jewish people, Israelites, coming from all different directions.
神的犹太百姓从各方各处都聚在一起。
You are not the only one.
你不是单单一个。
That's why in the New Testament, from all nations, all tribes, and all tongues, and all people.
所以在新约里面说到神召从各处各方各民召聚人来
Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful sight
这是一个很美的形象
People you never seen before
你从来没有见过的人
You know, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful to be in a fellowship
弟兄姊妹在一个教会里面是何等的喜乐
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to be in a fellowship
在一个聚会中是一个非常奇妙的事
When you find a great variety of culture and nationality
你会发现有各式各样的国家、民族、文化都在聚在一起。
It's beautiful.
是一个很美的事。
Now, 2 weeks ago, we have a camp out our fellowship.
两个礼拜前我们的聚会的地方有一个郊外旅行。
Now, the fellowship in Glasgow is how should I put it? We have Chinese, we have the local Native Americans. Remember, we are 外国人啊。Okay, so don't tell them they are okay. We also have a brother from India. We have a brother from Nepal and a sister from England.
在那个在我们的聚会里头，我们不但有中国人是这里的真正的外国人，也有本地的弟兄姊妹，还有从尼泊尔来的弟兄，有印度来的，还有从英国来的姊妹。
It's an exciting time.
是一个非常兴奋的时候。
And brothers and sisters, all the natural barriers are gone.
所有天然的这个界限都消失了。
Because Christ is the center.
因为基督成为我们的中心。
Because it's God's house.
这是神的家。
His house.
他的家。
And so, brothers and sisters, so we have this sight to see all these different people from different countries, from different tongues, different nations. They all congregate and move toward Jerusalem.
这是一个非常有意思的景象，当我们看见的时候，从各处各方都聚到耶路撒冷。
Because Christ died for the whole world.
因为基督是为整个的世界而死的。
Now there's not only sight, there's also sound.
不但有一个 很大的场面，而且有一个很大的声音。
You see, whenever you have a crowd, you have noise.
因为有人相聚的时候，就有一些声音发生。
You know, when we enter into the cafeteria, oh, first thing you notice, noise.
当我们进饭厅的时候，我们第一个感觉啊、哦，那边很多的杂音。
Yeah, you 像国语的讲 Cantonese, no, all those languages.
你听到有人讲广东话，有人讲上海话，这样那样。
Yes, okay. But the amazing thing is that we are all one in Christ.
但奇妙的是，我们都在基督里。
Even though we feast with physical food, but spiritually we are all feasting on Christ.
虽然我们是在那里吃饭，但是其实我们在基督里面享受
宴席。But anyway, there will be singing.
有诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, how can you not sing when you're in God's house?
你在神的家里，你能怎么能够不唱诗呢？
So there will be sign. There will be psalm. Sorry, there will be sound.
所以那里有诗篇。
And like our brothers say, sing louder, louder, louder.
所以我们的弟兄说，大声唱，大声唱啊！
And the Lord is worthy of our praise.
基督是配得我们的赞美。
Sing louder, sing it again and again.
让他的大声，而且一遍再一遍。
Because the Lord is worthy of our praise.
因为主配得我们的赞美。
And so there's sound, and there's all sight, and there's also sound.
所以你可以看到有一个景观，而且还有一个声音。
And so the house of God is an exciting place.
所以神的家是一个很兴奋的地方。
It's a happy place.
是一个快乐的地方。
And then there's the smell of the sweet aroma.
还你还能够闻到一个香的味道。
We have sight, we have sound, and we have smell.
所以在这里你可以有、可以看的，可以听的，还可以闻的。
Sweet aroma，
一个香气。
Sweet fragrance，
非常香的气。
Sacrifices，
有祭物摆上去。
Or praise unto God，
来赞美他。
For instance, one thing we notice in Jerusalem is the sacrifices they sacrifice on the altar。
在耶路撒冷，你可以看到一件事，就那一些犹太人在那里在祭坛上献祭。
They are offering their thanksgiving to God.
他们把他们的感谢来献给主。
They are offering their praise and worship to God.
把他们的赞美敬拜归给主。
And so, brothers and sisters, the house of God is a happy place.
所以神的家是快乐的地方。
It's an exciting place.
是有意思的地方。
There are sights to behold.
你那里可以看很多。
There are sounds we can hear.
那边有声音可以听见。
And there are sweet aromas we can smell.
有香气我们可以闻得到。
Brothers, is that true?
这不是真的吗？
When you hear a sister, brother, sister loving the Lord, oh, I praising the Lord, loving the Lord, I, you know.
当你看见一个弟兄、一个姊妹，他爱主，他的爱真是感动你啊。
You know, when, you know, many times when I heard a sister, you know, worship time, loving the Lord, praising, you know, I shed tears.
当我听见有的姊妹在那里爱主、为赞美主、把自己献上的时候，我的眼泪都掉流下来。
Because she was offering sweet fragrances and aromas to God.
因为她是在主的面前把一个香的祭献到神那里去。
And somehow I was privileged to smell a little bit.
我们有一个真是一个美的特权，可以闻到那个香味。
It's beautiful.
太美了。
And we can say Amen.
我们能够心里说 Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, the house of God is an exciting place.
所以神的家是一个兴奋的地方。
There should be sight to behold.
是可以看的地方。
Sound that we can hear.
可以听见的地方。
And sweet aroma that we can smell.
有一个香味我们都可以闻到。
Because our God is worthy.
因为我们的神值得。
Of our love, our adoration.
值得我们的敬拜，我们的爱戴。
Now, the next thing.
下一件
of course, there are feasts that they had to be. There are feasts that they had to observe.
在那里有节日，他们要遵守。
And they had to eat and rejoicing in the presence of God.
他们在神的面前吃喝快乐。
Now, before they eat and rejoice with the first fruits of the produce, they had to share with the Levites.
在他们把那个初熟的作物收下来之前，他们必须跟利未人一起先分享。
And whatever they are allowed to keep.They take it to Jerusalem and they eat and rejoice in God's presence.
那些剩下来的，他们就带到耶路撒冷与众人一起来分享。
Now, as they observe those feasts,
当他们来过这个节日的时候，
they are reminded of many things.
他们就想起许多的事情来。
For instance, when you are in your home as by yourself.
当你自己一个人待在家里的时候，
as I told you, we are forgetting people.
我们就慢慢把别人给忘了。
But when you come to the fellowship,
但是你到教会来的时候
you'll be reminded.
哎，你就想起你的弟兄姊妹。
When you come to the Lord's table, you look at the table, you're reminded.
当你来到主的桌前的时候，你也想起你的弟兄姊妹。
When the brother gives thanks and praise the Lord, you're reminded of something.
当弟兄姊妹在那里赞美感谢的时候，你也提醒你一些事情。
When you sing a song, you're reminded in your spirit.
当在我们在唱诗的时候，你在灵里面也想起一些事情。
Now the first thing we are reminded in the house of God,
在神的家第一件想起来的
is that we are people we've been preserved from destruction.
我们是一群被神免于毁灭的一群人。
Because we were all destined for hell.
因为我们原来都要下地狱的一群。
And yet somehow the Lord preserved us from destruction.
但是神却把我们从那个毁灭的里面拯救出来。
But it's just those things we know.
我们知道这些事。
But when we come to the Lord together in His house,
但是当我们全部来在神的家中相聚的时候，
we are reminded.
我们被提醒。
We need to be refreshed.
我们要重新来学。
We need to recall.
我们再想这些
事。All the great deeds God had done for us.
神为我们所做这些大事。
And we remember how we are delivered from Egypt.
我们能够想起我们从埃及被救出来。
How we are delivered from sin, Satan, and the flesh.
我们从罪恶、从魔鬼、从我们的肉体中被救出来。
And we were slaves, and now we are free.
以前我们做奴仆，今天我们得自由。
And we also remember, like Israel, for 40 years, how they drifted in the wilderness.
我们就好像以色列人他们在四十年的旷野里面漂流。
Brothers, many of us, we are like the old Israelites.
很多的我们就跟当年的以色列人一样
At least many of us, myself included
包括我在内
You know, we drifted round and round and round for 40 years
我们在那里漂流一圈又一圈有四十年之久
Because of our unbelief
因为我们不信啊
Because of our hardness of our heart
因为我们的心硬啊
And yet somehow the Lord preserved us through those 40 years
但是神在那四十年里却保守我们
He supplied all our needs
他供应我们一切的需要。
We did not go hungry.
我们并没有饥饿。
Our clothing were not torn.
我们的衣服并没有破。
Our shoes were not wear out.
我们的鞋子并没有磨坏。
So we think how good God is to us.
我们可以想到神实在对我们恩典。
Brothers, we need to be reminded of all these things.
我们必须被不断地提醒这些。
And above all,
在这个之上
we are reminded how the Lord brought us together into the land.
我们要想到神把我们一起带进他的家应许之地。
Ah, we are now in Christ.
我们在基督里。
Friends, we need to be reminded again and again that we are in Christ.
我们必须提醒我们是在基督里。
We need to be reminded my permanent address is in Christ.
我们要提醒说你我的永远住址是在基督里。
You need to be reminded that your permanent address is in Christ.
你要再提醒说你的永远的住址在基督里。
Otherwise, you think my permanent address is right here in Seattle.
你可能想我的住址就在西雅图。
It's so easy.
很容易啊。
Because it's easy to sink our roots out here.
因为我们自然而然把我们的根就垫在这里了。
And when we come together,
当我们来在一起
we are reminded
我们提醒
by one another,
我们互相提醒
that our root is not here.
我们的根不在这里。
Our address is in Christ Jesus.
我们的地址是在神里头。
And above all,
在这之上
we are reminded that we are kings and priests.
我们是王，我们也是祭司。
We can serve him as his people.
我们可以以他的子民的地位来侍奉他。
Friends, what a privilege.
这是何等的特权。
We can serve a living God.
我们可以侍奉活神。
Now, the next thing about coming into God's house,
还有，当我们来到神的家
，this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because when we come to Jerusalem to God's house,
当我们来到耶路撒冷，来到神的家的时候
，all differences disappear.
所有的不同点都消失了。
All disputes are settled.
所有的这些冲突都没有了。
Where peace and fellowship now restore.
而所有的交通与和平都恢复了。
Now, brothers and sisters.As human beings, as those who are still in this flesh,
当我们人在肉身之内
we cannot help it.
我们没有办法控制
we have disagreements.
我们有所不同意的
we don't seem to see eye to eye with one another.
我们所有的看法不一定相同
But brothers, when we come to God's house, we must lay all those aside.
但是当我们到神的家的时候，我们把这一切都放在一边
Because Jerusalem is a city of peace.
因为耶路撒冷是和平之城
It will not allow any conflict there.
在那里没有冲突。
Because where the Prince of Peace rules,
因为和平的君在那里掌权。
Love is the law of the house of God.
在那里， 爱是他的律法。
So Bonus, I'll just give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
About a fellowship, I know.
讲到一个教会。
Now the problem with many of our groups, brothers and sisters,
今天在教会里面有一个问题。
Is that when we disagree, we go our separate ways.
就是当我们不能够互相同意的时候，就你走你的，我走我的。
When we disagree, we cease to fellowship one with another.
当我们不同意的时候，我们就不再交通了。
So balance this. We need to learn to agree to be disagree.
所以我们应该学我们能够同意，我们不同意。
Now, brothers and sisters, and others, we need to have endurance.
这乃是说我们必须忍耐。
Long suffering.
一个长久的受苦。
Forbearance.
乃在互相的宽容。
Love.
互相爱
and the spirit of forgiveness,
乃是互相的赦免。
Now I'll give you a very, very tangible example.
我举一个具体的例子。
I know of a fellowship in this country.
是在这个教会，在这个国家里面有一个教会。
There are 5 responsible brothers.
在这个教会里有5位负责的弟兄。
They love the Lord.
他们都爱主。
Every time I go to their midst, I notice there is growth.
我每次到他们中间的时候，发现他们在长长长进。
Now, brothers, just because they are all growing in the Lord doesn't mean they always agree.
他们虽然是在主里长进，并不代表他们互相都能够同意。
Because we all have our different temperament.
因为我们个人的个性都不一样。
Some quick, some slow.
有的慢，有的快。
Some more easygoing and some more complicated in their mind.
有的就比较粗心一点，有的比较仔细一点。
And some are very, very analytical.
有的对事情分析得很仔细。
So we are all different.
我们都不一样。
And somehow the Lord brought us together.
但是主就把我们放在一起。
You know, but the Lance said, God is a God of humor.
所以我们的 Lance 弟兄常常说，我们的神很有幽默感。
He said, you want to see strange people, you go to a church.
他说，你如果要看一个奇怪的地方，你到教会去看就看到。
It's all there.
那个什么所有奇怪的现象都看得到
All kinds
各式各样
You see, because God put us there so that we can rub each other so that we can conform to Christ together
神把我们这样的人放在一起就是让我们能够互相磨磨到后来能够像基督的样式
So we are not all alike
所以我们没有一个相像的
God loves variety
神喜欢各式各样
But anyway, in this particular fellowship
不管怎么样在这个教会里
Because I know those brothers intimately
我很认识那些弟兄
and I like to learn, you know, I like to learn from what they went through.
我希望从他们的经验里面我学到功课
And they told me,
他们告诉我
he said, whenever they meet together as responsible brothers, they don't always agree.
当他们五个负责弟兄在一起的，他们并不常常同意彼此
But even though they don't agree, they still fellowship, they still pray together, they still serve together.
虽然他们彼此不见得完全同意，但是他们仍然在一起来侍奉主。
So between them there is a mutual understanding.
在他们中间有一个彼此的这个一个了解。
You see, they agree. See, what we don't agree, we lay it aside.
这个了解呢，就是说我们把我们所有不同意的地方放在一边。
Even though you think you're right, lay it aside.
即使你认为是对，你还是把它放一边。
What we agree in the Lord and the Spirit, we move on.
但是我们相同意的地方，我们一起前进。
What we disagree, we will not insist.
我们不同意的地方，我不坚持。
We leave it in the Lord's hand.
我们把它交在主的手里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
one of the marks of our maturity is our adjustability.
我们成熟的一个记号就是我们这种能够调整我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, adjustability is a mark of spiritual maturity.
这种能够彼此相容是我们成熟的一个记号。
You know, we can see even in our human nature.
你可以在我们人性里面也看到这件事。
You know, I mean, if a youngster he wants to have a piece of candy, he will cry until he gets it.
一个小孩当他要一个糖的时候，他就从头哭到尾，直到哭到他得到那块糖。
But for a grown up,
但是一个成人呢
？If you cannot have this, you have something else.
你虽然得不到这一件，但是你可以用另外一件来
代替。We are more flexible.
你弹性大
so brothers and sisters adjustability is a true mark of spiritual maturity
所以在灵性的成熟上也有这样的一个现象，你能够有更大的弹性。
So it's when we are willing to lay aside, we allow the Holy Spirit to work and to adjust us.
当我们肯把我们的不同点放在一边的时候，我们就让圣灵在我们中间做工了。
But the best example is the Lord Jesus.
我们的主给我们最好的榜样。
He gave up and emptied himself of all his legitimate rights and glory.
我们的主把他自己合法的权利放下。
See, so is anything that we cannot give up?
难道我们还有什么不能够放下的呢？
So Paul says, the God's house is not where we insist.
在神的家里面不是我们坚持什么。
Insist doing certain things.
坚持做一件事。
Insist certain ways.
坚持一个方法。
If we insist, I'm the Lord, I'm the head.
当你这样坚持的时候，你就证明你是头。
But if I give in, lay it aside, I allow him to be the head.
但是当你肯放下的时候，你就让主做头。
So, brothers and sisters, God's house is where all disputes are settled.
所以你就看见教会里面这种政治的地方就这样的来解决了。
And peace and fellowship restored.
那么交通与和平就恢复了。
In our fellowship, one brother says, once we enter into that fellowship hall, we leave our old selves out there.
所以有一个弟兄这样说，当你进入教会的门的时候，你把你的老我丢在门外。
As we heard this morning, the first thing you encounter when you enter the house of God is the cross, the altar, the brazen altar.
我们昨天听了我们的弟兄交通说，当你进入这个会幕的时候，第一件你看见的事情就是那个铜祭坛。
And so we leave the flesh out, we went in with the life of Christ.
所以我们把我们的肉体放在门外，然后有基督的生命在我们在这里。
Now God's house is God's home.
神的家就是神。神的房屋就是神的家。
You know, I mean, an empty house is not a home. Let me put it that way. You know, an empty house is not a home.
一个空的房子不是一个家。
You know, so to be a home, you have to have a family inside the house.
所以你必须有一个家在这个房子底下才是一个家。
So one of the features of God's house is that we have to maintain that family atmosphere.
所以这成所以成为一个家，你必须要有家的气氛。
Brothers and sisters, when you are at home, you are at rest.
当你在家的时候，你有一个安息。
You can go and open your refrigerator without fear.
你可以很安心的把家里电器冰箱打开。
You can sit in your sofa and put your feet up.
你可以把你的脚放在沙发椅上。
Francis, it's where we feel at home.
因为只要你知道你是在家里。
We can be natural.
我们很自然的。
You know, I have to quote Brother Lance again.
我要把兰斯弟兄的话再说一次。
Or maybe from Brother, you can never be spiritual natural unless you're natural natural.
Lance 弟兄他这样说，你没有办法成为一个自然的属灵，除非你能够很自然的自然。
Yeah, be natural. Very good. So God wants us to be very natural.
神要我们很自然。
Hypocrisy is something God hates.
虚伪是神所恨的。
So we be natural.
我们就很自然的。
And brothers and sisters, in God's house is where you can be natural.
所以在神的家里是你可以自然的地方。
As when you're natural, then the Lord can deal with you.
因为当你自然的时候，神就可以开始在你身上做工。
Now there's a saying，
有一个这样的说法
：At home is when you come in, you'll be received。
一个家是你能够来而被接受的地方。
You see what I mean？
你懂吗
？When you come home, you'll be received。
当你来到家的时候，你自然被接受。
If you come home, you're rejected, then that's not home。
当你来这个地方，你被拒绝的时候，这就不是你的家。
I'll quote a phrase from one of the brethren of the 19th century at 1800.
在十九世纪，有一个弟兄这样说。
He said that whenever there is a divisive spirit in God's people, among God's people,
当神的百姓中间有这个分裂的事情的时候
，He said it's a grief to God's heart.
对神而言是一个痛苦的事。
It's a sorrow to the saints.
对圣徒而言是一个伤心的事。
It's glee to Satan.
对仇敌而言却是一个。
Brothers and sisters, let's take those three phrases, that phrase, you know, to our heart.
我们把这三句话记住。
Whenever there is that divisive spirit in our heart,
当我们的心里面开始有分裂的事情发生
our Lord grieve.
我们的神伤心。
God's people sorrow.
神的百姓悲伤。
And glee
Satan is glee happy. So, brothers and sisters, God's home is where you can be. God's house is where you can be at home. And where you can be natural. Because it's where we meet one another. You know, meeting one another is a happy time. I don't know whether it's true or not with some of our fellowship. You know, I'll share you one incident. About this home, God's house, our home. We cannot refuse anyone. One brother said we should be wide enough to embrace all the redeemed of God. But narrow enough to exclude the world. Now we have a brother in our fellowship. He was a very difficult brother. Difficult brother. Because he holds some doctrinal views that I personally cannot agree with him. But he loved the Lord. And he wants to come to our fellowship. But every time he comes,
每一次他来,
he raised some of this issue.
他就把他这个看法提出来,
and it creates a great deal of problem in our fellowship.
每一次提出来,
I suffered tremendously. And I went to a brother. I said, now what can we do? Because whenever he comes, we have problem. But this brother, he said, Brother Hosea, he said, he's good for us. And brother and sister, I listened to that brother. We endure. We love him. We embrace him into our fellowship in spite of all the differences. And then he had a stroke.
但是后来他有一个心,
stroke. Yeah. So we went and prayed for him.
我们就去看访他,
and within a few weeks the Lord restored him.
几个礼拜后他好了,
and then he had a second stroke.
可是后来又有第二次的重症,
we went and visited him, we prayed for him.
我们再去看他,
and the Lord restored him.
神又医治他,
and brothers and sisters, if you meet this brother now, he is a complete changed person. Brothers and sisters, I cannot change him. None of the brothers in their fellowship can change him. God can change him. If we leave him in God's hand, God will do the changing.
Brothers
and sisters, our problem today is that we want to change one another. You are, I want to change you into my way. You want to change me into your way.
Brothers
and sisters, that will never work.
Brothers
and sisters, who is the boss anyway? Who is the head of the household? We allow him to be the head. Let's be natural in him. And in time, the Lord will do the adjusting. And he knows how to do it. And when he does it, he does it right. He does it perfectly. And whenever you and I do it, we ruin it. So, brothers and sisters, God's house is God's our family. Where we can be natural, where we can be at home. Now, I have our Chinese brothers and sisters wouldn't mind me saying something. I have our Chinese brothers and sisters wouldn't mind I say something. Because we have a nature, we have a Chinese, we have upbringing that we are always very polite. You know? We are always polite.
中国人比较谦虚啊。
Yeah, you know, in Seattle the last few days, we stay at Sister Dora's home.
前几天聚会之前，我在我们姐妹邱姐妹家里住。
Yeah, because the Chinese, we have a way. For example, we don't have enough food in the kitchen for extra guests.
可能那一天家里面的菜不够给再加一位客人的话就不够了。But
because we have this polite habit, you say, oh, stay, eat, we have plenty.
但是因为一个客人来，我们说留下来没关系，我们有很多可以吃的。
But actually, we have nothing.
但实际上我们并没有不够。
You see, we do. When you visit someone, say, "Ah, oh, do you salad? 吃吃吃吃吃吃." And there's nothing. You only have enough food for two people.
你可能只有两家里只有两份人吃伙食，但是你拼命邀请客人说下来，没关系，一起来吃吧。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be honest with one another.
我们必须要诚实。
You say we only have portions for two.
你告诉他我们家里只有两份。
Since Brother Christian is here, we'll divide two for three.
但是因为你来，我们把两份分成三份来吃。
That is true sharing.
这是真正的分享。
There's no artificiality in that.
在这里你就没有那个人为的虚伪。
And brothers, we need to learn to be natural.
这样的话我们就很自然了。
If I don't have, I don't have.
我没有就是没有。
If I have, I share what I have.
但是我愿意跟你分享我有的。
And so in the house of God, we can be very natural.
所以在神的家里我们就很自然了。
But the most amazing thing, brothers and sisters.
但是最可贵的。
We all have something to share.
我们都有一些可以分享的东西。
As long as soon as you in the house of God, you have something to share.
因为只要你是在神的家里，你都有可以分享。
Because God's house is a rich house.
因为神的家是一个丰富的地方。
You can never go hungry.
你在那里不会饥饿。
You never lack anything.
你永远不会有缺乏。
So brothers and sisters, God's house is God's fullness.
因为在神的家里是神的丰满。
And brothers, there is much for us to enjoy.
有许多让我们享受的
，much for us to share。
有许多让我们分享的。
Now finally，
最后
，you know， God's house is the church。
神的家就是教会。
Wherever two or three that are gathered，
两三个人奉我的名聚集
，the Lord said， I'll be there。
我就在他们中间。
You gather in my name， I'll be there。
奉我的名聚集，我就在那里。
This name of the Lord Jesus is very important.
这个主耶稣的名是非常的重要。
It's the name that's above all names.
因为这是超过万有之名。
We gather in His name.
我们要保有这个名。
So therefore, together corporate brothers, we have no other name than the name of the Lord Jesus.
当我们团体相聚的时候，我们没有其他的名，我们只有这一个名。
The name is precious.
这个名很宝贝。
The name Jesus.
主耶稣。
Christ, the Anointed One.
基督那个受膏者。
Eventually,
最后
Christ will fill all things.
基督要充满一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this Christ that we love, we serve, is far greater than you and I really know.
这位我们所爱，我们所侍奉的基督，要远远超过我们所认识。
And the name of Jesus is sweet to our lips, to our tongue.
主耶稣这个名在我们的嘴里是那样的甜美。
Brothers and sisters, we have the precious value of the name of Lord Jesus.
我们必须要宝贝这个主耶稣的名的价值。
So brothers and sisters, we have no other name.
我们没有其他的名。
We have but one name.
我们只有一个名。
Christian.
基督徒。
God's people.
神的百姓。
Brothers, once you are in His family,
我们在他的家里。
We take our name from Him.
我们从他得着名。
Brothers and sisters, He is our name.
他就是我们的名。
We meet in His name.
我们在他的名字下聚集。
We call each other in Him.
我们在他的里头，我们称呼彼此。
Therefore, we are brothers and sisters.
所以我们是弟兄姊妹。
You know, I walked down that way after lunch this evening.
今天中饭之后，我从那个方向走过去。
And then the sisters were saying that some call them 师母，师母。
有一些姊妹就叫称呼师母师母。
And one sister feel that when you call someone 师母， I mean you put that person in a more elevated position.
因为有的姊妹认为你如果叫她师母，她好像比较高一点。
Yeah, and also make that person feel a little bit older in the sense.
而且觉得她老一点。
And brothers and sisters, so I say, no, we are all equal. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我说姊妹啊，我们都是弟兄姊妹，我们都一样的。
And so brothers and sisters, home is where we can be at ease.
所以在家里我们彼此能够放松。
And where there is a relationship with one another.
那有一个彼此之间亲密的关系。
And God's house.
在神的家中。
Is where we allow Him to be our head.
乃是让他成为我们的头。
You know, as one brother says.
有一位弟兄这样说。
Church is where the headship of Christ, or headship and authority of Christ is established and operative.
所以一个弟兄说，教会是基督他的得到他元首的地位，而且他能够执行他的权柄。
Brother and sister, that's what we and the house that we are there to submit.
所以在神的家里，我们要顺服主。
The lesson, I believe, the lesson we are to learn as God's people in this end time is the lesson of submission.
我相信在这个末世的时代，神的百姓乃是学顺服的功课。
It's when we submit, then the headship is manifested.
所以只有当我们顺服的时候，神耶稣的这个元首的地位才能够显明出来。
And so, brothers and sisters, in God's house, God's home is where we learn the lesson of obedience and submission.
所以在神的家里，我们来学顺服的功课。
Allow Him to be our head.
让他成为我们的元首。
And He's our Lord.
他是我们的主。
And I just share briefly this evening of some of these features of God's house.
我就把这样的神的家的特点简单的这样跟大家分享。
Brothers, above all, it's a happy place.
最重要的，这是一个快乐的地方。
It is a joyful place.
是一个喜乐的地方。
Because God is in our midst.
因为神在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
what a joy!
是何等喜乐！
You know, it's exciting.
非常兴奋。
You know, whenever we come together in this way,
当我们这样聚集的时候，
brothers and sisters from different parts of the world,
各处而来，
different parts of this world,
从世界各方而来，
and from different culture, different background,
以不同的文化背景而来，
and yet somehow when we come together, we are one.
我们每一次相聚的时候，我们是一个。
In a sense, it's a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
Our oneness in Christ is a mystery.
我们只可以合一。这是一个奥秘。
You know, I mean, the scripture says, when the husband and wife, when they meet, when they marry, it's one, not two, but one.
圣经说，当一个男的跟一个女的结婚，成二人成为一体，是一。
So when we join to Christ, we are one in Him.
我们跟基督联合的时候，我们在他里头成为一。
Now on the human level,
在人的这个阶层，
when you put one and one together, you get two.
是一加一等于二。
Now we have mathematicians and physicists here.
我们中间有数学家，有物理学家。
Yeah, I mean, ask when you put one and one together, what do you get for the Christian? Two. But when God put one and one together, He gets what? One.
人中间一加一，你是伟大的物理家会告诉你是二，但是神一加一还是一。
Brothers, only God can do it.
只有神可以这样。
So God's mathematical equation is different from human mathematical equation.
所以神的这个数学式跟人的数学式有点不一样。
And that gives us hope.
这是神的希望。
And that's grace, brothers. That's grace.
那是恩典。
Two can never be one, and now we are one. That's grace.
二从来没有能够成为一的，但今天居然成为一，这是神的恩典。
That's mighty grace.
这是绝对的恩典。
And to Him be all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀归给他。
Amen.